And joining us on the line right now is Elizabeth Schultz, Fairfax County School Board member, a person who's been a good friend of this program, but not necessarily a great friend of the other members of the Fairfax County School Board, I guess.
Well, that's their problem.
Yeah, I don't know why that is. Well, it has something to do with the fact that you're the only Republican on that school board, and they have taken to doing things around you. And they have taken to doing things without any public input, and they have taken to doing things that do not give the opportunity for the community to be involved in the education process for their children. So we love to give you airtime so that at least somebody hears the other voice here, and that people in Fairfax County are at least alert to what's going on at their school board. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you this morning?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you? That was the funniest, sad way to start the interview.
Well, let's talk about. The transgendered policy is apparently about to be implemented in Fairfax County, and they have not yet had a real public hearing on it, and they've done these things around your back and keeping you not informed about what's happening. Tell us where we are on this thing.
Well, yes, it's a very sad situation. I will correct for the record that we did have a slight turn of events last November and starting service in January. Is that we do have a couple more Republicans on the school board. Mm-hmm. Although, shouldn't it not be about that? That's really, you know, when we're talking about kids and education and the success in our community, boy, I wish it wouldn't come down to political party, but. What a sad state of affairs that, you know, here we are again, gentlemen. We started this with May of last year, talking about implementing a transgender regulation in Fairfax County, and haven't had a single consultant report. We haven't had any information about what best practices are. We haven't had any information about what the costs are, and we certainly haven't had any information about how we're going to respect the privacy and the dignity and parental rights, culture, religious freedom of the rest of the students.
And actually, it's more than that, because parents who oppose these policies have not been given the opportunity to have any kind of conversation with the school board about it.
You know, it's real sad, because last May, you know, the promises were made from the dais that a handbook would be developed, that the regulation would be vetted publicly, that this would be a transparent and accountable process, and that we certainly wouldn't be headed down this road without the full faith and force of some best practices and a discussion with the public. And if we roll this thing out as I feel that it's coming, and certainly ahead of the coming school year, without a transparent, open, and accountable process so that parents understand what's behind this regulation, what are we really doing, and what does it mean for young children in bathroom stalls and locker rooms, on overnight trips, on band trips or debate club trips or athletic teams. This is going to be, I think, a really poorly received another set of regulation foisted upon the public without public engagement. And that really does not sit well with an overwhelming, if not, you know, near unanimous majority of people that, you know, I've spoken to over the last 16 months.
Could you take a moment here, Elizabeth Schultz, to sort of articulate what your concerns are over what you believe this policy is going to be? Is it that you believe that a transgender individual who's using a restroom not necessarily in sync with their genetic sex, are they in some way a danger to children who are not transgender, or are you more concerned about kids who are going to, or possibly adults, who will game the system?
Well, you know, I hope that the latter is certainly not the case. Although, you know, there are stories populating across the country of certainly people trying to take advantage of rules like this and pull things from a nefarious perspective. Mm-hmm. But the greater issue is not, you know, anything about a danger from one person to another. It is about where someone's individual rights end when they start infringing on someone else's. And if a parent or a student, or don't forget that this has to do with employees too. And Fairfax County has 40,000 employees between the part-time and full-time employees, that if their individual liberty for dignity and privacy in a hotel room, or the ability to serve on a team, remember this is all under Title IX, as a female who is biologically a female and not have to compete with a biological male, and their physical or athletic prowess. That's really where we are. Are we going to have infringe on single-sex family life curriculum that students have the right to have access to? This is just a very complex issue. And when you try to do public policy either quickly with a political agenda or to a political end without understanding the complexities of this, that's really where the real issue lies, is that if you had a good group of people who were publicly dealing with this issue and cross, cross ideology, I think you'd have a much better policy, and people would feel vested in that everybody's view is represented. And instead, I think what we've got here is an outcome that is absolutely one-sided. And in the end, on its face, even if it isn't the answer, it certainly looks politically motivated from beginning to end.
Let me just jump in here and say that, since the people are not going to get a chance to have their say before the school board on this matter, we want to open up our phone lines and let you, send a message to the Fairfax County. What do you want to say about this matter? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. Before you go, what about the proposal to rename JEB Jeb Stuart High School?
Well, so we have seen a little bit of forward progress on this, and that there was originally a work group proposed by one of the board members that had a predetermined outcome of, we'll establish a work group, and the outcome is we're going to wing in the school and just tell us how to do it. And there was no way that I could possibly support a predetermined outcome of a working group. We're still looking like it's going to be a work group. The language is somewhat improved, but certainly at this point, a survey's been done, the community has spoken, and much to my surprise, actually, the students and the community members in the area of Jeb Stuart actually said that they didn't want to change the name. I'm conflicted. The school buildings belong to the public, and if there was overwhelming support, I might be, chagrined to vote for it. But certainly at this point, it doesn't look like the community wants it. And let's not rewrite history is sort of where I'm headed.
We'll have to leave it right there. Elizabeth Schultz, Fairfax County School Board member, we greatly appreciate you joining us.
Thank you, gentlemen.